Just one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, which is really a yisoidistig ha'ara. It's yisoidistig in Masachtes Ketan, and really it's yisoidistig in the sugya of Shluchei Shaladim Kamaisai, which is one of the sugyas that underpins the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's yadua that there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah. What would happen if somebody appoints a shliach lohi lacha to divorce his wife? And after the husband appointed this shliach, the husband became a shaita. He bashed, lost his das. Does the shliach have the right to continue and fulfill his shlichus, or does he not? So a shaita, we know, can't divorce his wife. That's the backdrop of the Get of Cleves. But it's a davar pashut. In order to be able to effectuate a kinyan, do any maisa that has ramifications, you have to be a bar das. Cher shaita v'katan in halacha are not considered bnei das. As a result, it's pashut, it goes without say, that a katan does not have the ability to be megarish. I'm sorry, a shaita does not have the ability to be megarish as ishtar. The question is, what happens if somebody appointed a shliach to divorce his wife when he wasn't a shaita? He was a pikeach. And then, after he appointed the shliach, before the shliach fulfilled the shlichus, he became a shaita. What would be the halacha? Could the shliach go and fnirois his shlichus, or could the shliach not go and fnirois his shlichus? So the halacha is, and there's no machloikis, that the shliach can't. Stating that, all the achronim are medayik, that there was a machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah, whether this, that the shliach cannot fulfill his shlichus, is midairaisa, or is it only midirabana? The Rambam brings this halacha, and the Rambam says, Omar kishuhu bari, kisfu get v'tenu le'ishti. If a man who was a bari, he was healthy, he says, write a get and give it to my wife. V'acha kach nivas, and then afterwards he became a shaita. Mamtina na chayavri, wait until he becomes a bari. V'kaisa v'naisala, and then afterwards, we do what we need to do. But when he gets better, we don't have to ask him again, are you sure that this is something that you want to stay with? Because if he told you before he became a shoita that this is something that he wanted to do, then that minui is going to work even for now that he gets better. Meaning right now, when he's a shoita, you don't give the get. But when he gets better, you don't have to ask him again. If the shliach would give this get, and he would write the get before he became better, Hareza apostle, it would be possible. The Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech, Ayin Shom, it's beyond the scope of this Reitvai, are both medayik from the Rambam. That from the Rambam's lotion of Hareza apostle, A, and B, from the fact that the Rambam says that in the event that this person becomes a pikech, he doesn't have to be memanim as a shliach again, it's muchach, that really b'dieved, when this person was a shaita, had the shliach bin Megarish, his wife, the shlichus would have been a good shlichus. The only reason it's a problem is midrabanan, and that's what the Rambam meant when he said, Arei apostle, it's apostle midrabanan. But midrabanan, the shlichus would be good. And the reason the Chachamim said it's a problem is because being that a shaita really can't divorce his wife, and this looks a little bit like a shaita is divorcing his wife, even though it's not, because he really appointed the shliach before he became a shaita, but still it's going to be apostle midrabanan. But the bottom line is, what we need to know, this is one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka, the Rambam shita is that if somebody appoints a shliach, then he becomes a shoita. Midai raisa, the shliach could fulfill a shlichus. It's only midrabana because of azagzeda that it's not going to be okay. The Torah in Eben Ezra Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph brings this halacha, and the Torah is chilek on the Rambam, and the Torah says that no, if somebody appoints someone a shliach, and then afterwards he becomes a shoita, the shliach cannot fulfill a shlichus, and if he does, it's p'telim u'mevutalim. It's not going to work. You can't fulfill a shlichus on behalf of somebody that himself would not be able to. I, the minu shlichus happened before he became a shoita. That's very nice. But l'maisin, right now he's a shoita, and because right now he's a shoita, this is not something he's going to be able to do. Parenthetically, it's interesting. It's a machloikis in Rambam and the Torah. And the truth is, there are some very famous machloikis in between Rambam and the Torah, although the Torah is usually thought of as being an amoira. It's usually thought of as being an achron, right? The Torah's father was Darash, who's usually thought of as being the last dar of Rishayinim, and then the Torah already is the first dar of achronim, but there are machloikis in between the Rambam and the Torah, and this is a pretty well-known one. The Ktzois in Simin Kuf Peches asks, he says that, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that midai raisto, if somebody would appoint a shliach to divorce his wife, and then he would become a shaykh. So the halacha is that midai raisto, the shliach to fulfill the shlichos. L'chayr, why is it different than the Mishnah that we just learned in today's daf? The Mishnah says, "Oimer tnu get zele ishti, and shtar shlich zele avi umes, lo yitnu la'achamisa." L'chayr, why lo yitnu la'achamisa? It says, Bishlam, according to the Torah, I understand why lo yitnu la'achamisa. Because you appointed a shliach. Right now, you're not in a matzav anymore where you can do this by yourself. Therefore, the shliach can't do it for you either. But according to the Rambam, that if somebody makes someone a shliach to do something, even if at the time that the shliach is going to do it, the mishaleach is no longer in a matzav where he himself would be able to do it, that's fine. Midrabanan, it's an issue. But miyakradin midairaisa, that's something that's going to be fine. So then why is it that ha'imetrugatzele ishti umeis lo yitnu lachamisa? Why lo yitnu lachamisa? L'chayra, he made him a shliach. If he made him a shliach, it should be okay. Oh, because he died? Who cares that he died? Why is it different that if he became a shaita? With the Rambam Shita is the midday rice, even if he became a shaita, as long as it was a proper mina shlichas, that would be okay. So l'chayra, here too, it should be okay as well. Zokduk tzois, the teretz is pashit. What's the teretz? The teretz is that the reason if somebody makes a shliach to divorce his wife and then the mishaleach dies, it's a problem, is not because right now the mishaleach doesn't have the ability himself to divorce his wife. Because he's dead and as a result, he doesn't have the ability to do it. That's not the problem. Because like the Rambam, the minute you make a shliach, so now the shliach takes over. And if the shliach takes over, let the shliach do it. The reason it's a problem is because what is gerushin? Gerushin is severing an ishus. If the man dies, there's no ishus anymore. And if there's no ishus anymore, it's at that point. It's not going to be a problem. I'm a trugetzela avdi, right? Umes. You know what the problem is? The problem is not that how could you be my shliach to be meshachru my eved if I couldn't do it by myself. That's not a problem. The Rambam holds it's not an issue. The Rambam holds the minute you make a shliach, the shliach gets full power of attorney. He takes over. We just care about him. We don't care anymore about the shliach. You're done. You just gave it over. You'll sit on the side. We'll let you know when you need to know what's happening. Right now, the shliach has full control over what's happening. But the reason over here the shtar shichur is not going to work is because what are you being meshacher? You're being meshacher the eved of who? Of the mishaleach. Meshach doesn't own the eved anymore. As soon as the Mishaleach died, at that point it belongs to the Yarshim. If it belongs to the Yarshim, it's not going to be Shaykh. Zoktik says that the emes is that if you look at Rashi, we spoke out this Rashi. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, it's clear to me that Rashi was going out of his way to make this point. Because Rashi said in the Mishnah, why is it lo yitnu lachamiso? The gita lo yhavi adamat li yad. Because the get is not a get until it comes to the hand of the Eved. And when it comes to the Eved, or to the Shliach, at that point the Meshacher is dead. Why did Rashi, said the Ketzayis, have to talk so much? Why did Rashi just say Bashe? That being that someone that's not alive can't be Megarish's wife, you made a Shliach, say, hey, now you're not alive anymore. How could the Shlichas do the Shlichas on your behalf? The Teret Zog, the Ketzayis is because Rashi probably learned like the Rambam. And Rashi probably held that Pe'etzim, you don't need that the Mishaleach should be able to execute at the time that the Shliach is executing. As long as you were Memanim as a Shliach, that in of itself is going to be enough. Therefore, Rashi had to come up with a new reason. What's the new reason? The new reason is that the Shichur knocks out the Rishos of the Adoin. And if that's the case, that's why it's not going to work. But Enochinami Zoktik Tzayis, Enochinami Zoktik Tzayis, I think it's poshit that it's kufa for this reason that Rashi went out of his way to say another pshat. The emes is, Rashi on Daf Tes Amid Beis says the same exact thing that Rashi says here in our Mishnah. Over there too, the Gemara mentioned our Mishnah, this halacha of layitnu lachamisa. Now, why was it mentioned on Daf Tes Amid Beis? Because over there, the Mishnah was discussing shloish dvarim shavu gitei nashim l'shchuri avah. The Rameyah says four, but that was the sugi over there. And we mentioned over there in the course of that discussion, what happened, right? It was Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says only three similarities between the get isha and the get shechur. What about this Mishnah? The Mishnah we just learned, the Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, layitnu lachamisa. That's something that get isha and get shechur both have in common. So if you look at Rashi, so Rashi speaks out. But what's the problem? Why is it lo yitnu la'achamisa? Just one line. Because the kivan de mes kadim. Because being that the mishaleach died before this shichra took place, sulay havi shechru re shechur. At that point, you can't be mishachru anymore. The nafkalei reshusa mineh. because he loses his rishos. Rishos yarshim. At that point, it belongs to the yarshim. So zok tiktoyis. It's Rashi l'shitas. He said it two times because faket Rashi learned like the Rambam. He held that mitzad the etzim shlichos there wouldn't be a problem. You want to know if there's a megarish here, if there's a mashachri, there is. Because as soon as you make a shliach, at that point, that in and of itself would be enough. What is the issue? The issue is there's nothing to be mashachri. There's nothing to be megarish. And it's for that reason, it's going to be an issue. Not to be meirich, but I once saw a ha'ara. If you look at Rashi on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, so Rashi says, Dibra Maschol Acha Misa Mi Ika. The Gemara over there says, Ain't get Lacha Misa. Right? Namish the sugi that we're learning. So Rashi, what does it mean? Ain't get Lacha Misa. Lacha Shemes. Once a man dies, Mi Megarsha. There's no Megarish. And if there's no Megarish, Memela Ain't get Lacha Misa. When a man dies, Ain't get Lacha Misa. Why? Because Lacha Shemes Mi Megarsha. Rashi Mesachtes Ksubis, Daf Beis Amud Beis. There too, the Gemara mentions this halacha of Ein Get Lacha Misa. Just one lashon on Rashi. Meis hu de ein get. Dol eshavi gitad yud beis chodesh. For who meis betoich has man? Uman ka megarish le mehashto. Ein ha meis ha megarishim. Right? Ein ha meis ha megarishim. L'chayra, there's no meis over here to be megarish. So I once saw a murder ga'ara. That l'chayra, Rashi l'shitase. The way he learned here in Gittin Daf Tesam and Beis. And again, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That the reason, if someone makes a shliach to be megarish his wife, or to be meshacher his eved, the halacha is that the shliach can't do it. It's based not on the fact that there's no megarish. It's based on the fact that there's no ishus to be megarish. It's based on the fact that there's no avdus anymore to be meshacher. And the Ktzayis said in Kuf Peches that Rashi had to learn that way. Because Rashi, he's medayik, because it is kasha, held like the Rambam, that be'etzim over there is a megarish. There is a Meshacher, who? The Shliach that he appointed. But the point is that once Rashi already told us that there's such a good reason why Ein Get Lacha Misa, it's so good that even if you made a Shliach, there would still be an Ein Get Lacha Misa. Hagam Rashi held like the Rambam, the way the Ktzayis Cheshbon. So if that's the case, then why would Rashi in Gittin Samech Vav Amud Aleph and the same exact Rashi in Ksubas Daf Beis Amud Beis say Man Megarish? What do you mean, Mamagarish? Say better. There's nothing to be Magarish. Mamagarish sounds like there's something to be Magarish. So I once saw that could be, it is a diak nifla. It's Mamish a diak nifla. If you look at both Rashis here in the first fact of Masechtas Gittin, side after Tesam and Days and side after Yud-Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi both times was talking about Get Shechra, which is a Pella. Rashi says, V'kivan de mis kodim, sulei havi shechrui shechra, denavkele reshuse minei v'chayle ole reshus yarshin. Our Rashi said the same exact thing. And you've Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ktzayis is greiser Rashi. What was Rashi's lashon? V'chimote liyodei ha-mesle meshacher u'pokalei reshusei. Both Rashis picked Shechra. Which if you think about it, why? Rashi's explaining a Mishnah that said two halachas. Turu getzel ishti shtar shechra zel avdi lo yinu lachamisa. And Rashi both times said his dogosh. He said his knetch as it relates to Shechra. The two Rashis, Gittin Samech Vav Amud Aleph and Ksubas Daf Beis, he's talking about Engel lachamisa, he's talking about a get isha. So could be in the world of Lamdis, there's Malkum to say again, you have to be Miyashiv with the Ktzayis. But the point is just as a Maimer Amuzger, that it could be to be Miyashiv Rashi, maybe there's a chilik between Shichr and between Gerishin. Once a man dies, he loses full control over his Zevikani. He has no Shaychas Zevikani anymore. It goes over the Yerush. It's a pasuk in Parshas Baha. He loses his entire schus that he has. It's not his Evikanani. He has nothing anymore. So if he has nothing, there's no makom. There's nothing for the shechra to be chal on. When a man dies, is it so pashut that the ishus is gone? The man is married and then he dies, so the ishus is gone, right? It's pashut. V'kaynes atzma b'misabal. It's not pashut, right? Shtei tshuvas b'davar. Number one, yibum. You see, there's a Zika, and Zika in the world of Lomdes is a Toitza, it's a Hamshacha of the original Ishus. So if that's the case, just by virtue of the fact that there's a Mesechtes Yevamis and there's a parish of Zika, it sounds a little bit like there's some Ishus that's still Nisher even after the husband dies. Another makar to this is the Isurei Erva. All the Isurei Erva survive death, right? So the halacha is that whether the woman dies or the man dies, even La'acha Miso, all the Isurei Erva are still going to go into effect. That's also something that's Mavur from Yevamis 101. The Eishas Achas true even after the man dies. But the bottom line is that you see, could be that there's still an Ishus Afilu La'achar. So Rashi, when he was talking about Shechra, said, there Rashi was able to say it much sharper. There Rashi was able to say, you want to know why you ain't get Shechra La'acha Miso? Ain't get Shechra La'acha Miso? Because nothing there, it's Paka. So where's the Makom for it to be Chal? But as it relates to Ishus, ishus. Oh, ishus, it could be there is an ishus afilu lachamisa. Dafinon kumitzan under a time. The reason I get lachamisa is because it felt in the megarish. This is felt in the ishus. It's felt in the megarish. But either way, we digress. The bottom line is that this is the machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is if somebody was Ramana Shliach, and then all of a sudden, after he was Mamana Shliach, before the Shliach had an opportunity to execute his Shlichos, the Mishaleach became a Shaita. What's the halacha? Could the Shliach do the Shlichos or could he not? Now, Midrabbanan for sure now, but we're not discussing this on a rabbinic level, we're discussing this on a biblical level. We want to know Midday Reisner, right? The Rabbanan Digger Cheshbin is something that's very unique to Gerishin, it could be wouldn't be in the Gerdine Mamanis and other areas in halacha. So we want to know, on a Midday Reisner level, what would be the halacha? The halacha would be that, do you say that being that the Mishaleach was Mamana Shliach, and now he has full power of attorneys, he's allowed to go and do whatever he wants to do? Or do we say, no, at the end of the day, you were Mamana Shliach, but the Shliach could only do it avifel, the Mishaleach's in a matzev, where he himself can do and execute what needs to be done. But the rega, the Mishaleach, is not Menyon anymore, even though he was Mamana the Shliach at the time that he was, that in and of itself would be okay. The Rambam Shita is that Midday Raisa, the Shliach, could do his thing. The Torah's sheet is that he cannot. And the Ketos was Medayik from Rashi and Gittin Daf Tesam and Beis. And Rashi and Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. That Rashi held like the Shita Sarama. So the question is like this. The question is, what's that Svaras HaMachloikis, right? It sounds like you have to say something very, very big to explain this Machloikis. So the question is, what exactly is the Svaras HaMachloikis? So it's Yudua. The Meir Simcha in Or Sameach, and this is in Hilchas Gerish, in his Perek Beis Alocha Tezvav, said that L'chayr Yesh Loimar, that the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah is really a very, very fundamental understanding of how Shlichas works. A Dover Ha'oimed Berumei Shaloylam, a Chakira Hayadua. Just read it to you, B'l'shayni Yazov Shal Or Sameach. L'chayr Talui B'zeh. So he was mocked in this Machloikis, and he says, L'chayr Talui B'zeh. Im Noimar, do we say, the Rak Ha'Pu'ula Shel Hashliach Havik Ilu Paul Hamishaleach. Would somebody make someone a shliach to do something for him? It says Rameh Simcha, is the pshat that the chiddush of Shulchan Shel Adam Kemoisa is that the shliach's pu'ula, the shliach's maisa, have a ki'ilu, right? That's a geshmaka word. Ki'ilu Paul Hamishaleach. It's as if the Mishaleach did it. But it's just that the maisa of the shliach is nechshav as if the Mishaleach did it. Oh, as if that's the case, says Rameh Simcha, Shaper Tzorech HaMishaleach Lias Bar Kinyin U'Bardas Ba'Oysa Shosha Oysa HaShliach. You need that the Mishaleach should be at the very least a Bar Kinyin and a Bar Das at the time that the Shliach does his thing. And us, if he is, Nasik Ilu Pa'ala Mishaleach. When the Shliach does the Maisa, it will be as if the Mishaleach did it. Aval Im Noima, says Rameh Simcha, another tzad, Shamishaleach Hu Oysa HaShliach Kegufa. When somebody appoints someone a shliach, what happens is the mishaleach makes the shliach him. He now becomes the baldover over here. The yadoi shel hashliach choshuv ki yadoi lamishaleach. And the hand of the shliach becomes like the hand of the mishaleach. It's not just that his maisa becomes the maisa of the mishaleach. Ever tachtik mishaleach. Su'ikilameimar. If that's the case, says Rameh Simcha, then you can argue the kibin the kvar naso shliach. Once the shliach is a shliach, lo yichpas lam b'mishaleach and bardas u'bar kinyon. Why do I care now if he's a bardas or if he's a bar kinyon? The bottom line is, he's now the baldover. I have a baldover. Right? That's poshin. In order to have a gerishin, there has to be a megarish. There has to be a baldover. Someone that's a bar gerishin in order to have a gerishin. Otherwise, you're doing a gerishin for someone that's not a bar gerishin. So if the way shlichus works is that really the mishaleach is the megarish, it's just that the Mishaleach is being megarish with the Maisa of the Shliach. Okay, so then you need the Mishaleach to be able to be in a matzav where he could be a megarish. But if the gather is that when someone appoints someone as a Shliach, the Shliach himself becomes a megarish, he becomes a baldover. That's the chiddush of how Shlichus works. So you have a megarish. The megarish is the Shliach. So who cares that the ultimate megarish is right now not a bardas and a bar kinyan? At the end of the day, I have a megarish, and if I have a megarish, that in and of itself would be enough. And that says Rameh Simcha was the machloikus between the Rambam and the Torah, and that's the tut stadim over here in this chakira. So Rameh Simcha goes, and he starts being mafalful, literally, in Kol Teir Kula, to start explaining different sugis and shas based on this shayla. I'll just mention three very simple things that Rameh Simcha says. He says, we know there's a machloikis in shas, Kedush and Daf Mem Gimel, we had it already in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Hermit Beis. Shliach Nasa Eid or Ain Shliach Nasa Eid? Says Rameh Simcha, what's the shayla Talian? Whether a shliach could be an aid or he can't be an aid? Is the shliach a baldover? Or is he not a Baal Dabar? Did the Shliach become the Mishaleach? He's the Megarish? Or it's just that his mice is going to be Nisiachis to the real Megarish, to the real Baal Dabar? If the Shliach is literally the Megarish, he becomes the Baal Dabar. So again, how can a Shliach be an aid? If the Baal Dabar can't be an aid, then the Shliach can't either be an aid. But if Avada, the Megarish, and the Mekadish, and the Makna, and the Koina, is always going to be the Mishalech, it's just that the Shliach's Maisa is going to be Nisiachis to him. So just because my Maisa is the one that's going to effectuate it doesn't mean that I can't be an aid. That doesn't give me enough status here in this inyan that I can't be an aid, and as a result, he could be an aid, and that would be the shinta that all shliach nase. Another machloikis that Rami Simcha says comes to light is he brings a machloikis. This is already a later machloikis, the prichadosh and the rama, whether or not a shliach could use his own niyar, his own parchment, in order to write a get, or he can't use his own parchment in order to write a get. Now that's parchment, that ksivas haget has to be on the niyar of the megarish. That's halach. The question is, could the shliach use his niyar, or can he not use his niyar? Said Rav Meisim, this is not what it's totally in. If the soifer that's writing the get is the Baal Dabar, so if he's the Baal Dabar, then there's no reason he shouldn't be able to use his parchment. But if he's not the Baal Dabar, then he wouldn't be able to. There may simply says another gishmak in afkamina. This is gishmak befrat for us and our chabur, because we've spoken about this so many times. Ve'im beis medrash b'lo chiddush. We know there's machloikis in mesechtes nedarim in perik naira murasa machloikis between Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yoshia, whether a husband can make a shliach to be made for his wife's nedarim or he not, or he can't. Rabbi Yonis says shlucha shel adam kemoisai, and as a result he can. Whereas Rabbi Yoshia learns that from a pasuk, Isha Yikimenov, Isha Yefirenov, that it's not something that you could do all your day shlech. Freit Gemara Kasha, Rabbi Yonis, and you hold that a faras nedarim could be done all your day shlech. You can make a shlech to be made for a nether. The husband has to hear. And being that the husband has to hear the nether in order to be made for it, so how do you now have a right to go ahead and make a shlech? And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's Kasha is that being that you need a shmiya in order to be able to be made for the nether, and I didn't hear the nether right now, so how do I have the ability to go ahead and make a shliach on my behalf? Fregen the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, the Ran and the Russian, Perek Naira Murasa, I understand the Gemara's Kasha. Rabbi Yonason holds that a man can make a shliach to be made for the nether of his wife. Why not? Good, Rabbi Yoshi has a pasuk, but he doesn't have a pasuk. So based on that, shluch shalom kemoisa. But the Gemara says, it's a pella by me. Don't you need shmir? Frank the Rishonim, let the shliach hear. And if the shliach is going to hear, then everything is going to be okay. And the Ran, to answer this kasha, says, enochinami. The Ran says, enochinami. It's a good time. It's a good time. Norvas, being that right now the husband didn't hear yet, so right now he can't be made. And it's for that reason that it's not going to be okay. But the Rosh, Kiyadua, answered this kasha. And the Rosh said that no, Shlichus doesn't work for Shmia. Why? Because Shmia is a milsa de memela, and being that Shlichus is a milsa de memela, something that happens on its own, so it's for that reason this is not something that's going to be able to work. You could only do Shlichus for a Dover Sheyesh by Maisa. But if it's not a Dover Sheyesh by Maisa, in that instance it's not going to work. Thus, it's the Ran held that Be'etzim Nitshayach Shlichus for Shmia. Narvas, right now, being that I didn't hear yet, so it's a Dover Eloi Matzi Yavit, Sheikh Nabi Le Matzi Lamevit. The Rosh was Mechadish that you can't do Shlichus on a midi de memela. And this Rosh is the basis for the Ktoyis, where the Ktoyis says that that's why you can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you. Vadvarim atikin ve'in kama kar milaharech. Oh, but said Rav Meir Simcha, what's the machloikis between the Rosh and the Ran? This seems to be a machloikis over here, whether you can make a shliach to do a shmiah for you, you can't make a shliach to do a shmiah for you. Zok the Rav Meir Simcha, yesh loymar. Yesh loymer, the machloikis is gevaldik. Yesh loymer, the shayv over here is when the Torah says that you need shmiah, right? When the Torah says you need shmiah, who has to hear? Right? Who needs to hear? It's the Bailam that needs to hear. Right? The person that's going to be Mefer, he's the one that needs to hear. It's the Mefer that needs the shmiah. So whether or not the shliach's shmiah should be able to work, really should be toloi in this chakira. Thus says, if you hold that the person that's being the mefer, just like the megarish and the mekadish and the makna and the koina, is really the mishaleach. So really, all that the shliach is doing is the maisa hafara. But who is the heftz of the mefer? the chetza of the mefer is the mishaleach. So if that's the case, the mishaleach would have to be the one also that's going to hear. And being that the Rosh said it's not shayach to have shlichus on a shmir, so if that's the case, you're out of business. You're going to have no way of making this work. If, however, you hold that when somebody makes somebody a shliach, it's the shliach that's the one that's the mefer. He's the megarish. He's the mekadish. He's the makne. He's the koina. He's the baldover. So Avifel, he's the one that's the baldover. So whose shmia then do you need? You need his shmia. If you need his shmia, then I don't need shlichus on shmia. The Seis Loilam, everybody holds there's no shlichus on shmia. You can't make a shliach to hear for you. It's not something that shaykh, like the Ktsoy said, like the Rosh said. The Ran was a chaylik on that. Where the Ran was chaylik with the Rosh is that the Ran held that you don't need the shmia of the mishaleach. You need the shmiah of the shliach. And the shliach can hear for himself. The shliach can't hear for the mishaleach. Oh, but if the shliach can't hear it, right? He's not a cherish, he can hear. The problem is that how is his shmiah going to be nisiachas to the mishaleach? So do I need his shmiah to be nisiachas to the mishaleach? It depends on how you learn the lomdus of shlichus. If shlichus is the pshat that the shliach is just doing the maisa, but really the mishaleach is the one that's the mefer, so that the mefer needs a shmiah. If the mefer needs a shmiah, then the shliach shmiah can't work on behalf of the Mishalech, and as a result, of the Rosh. I'm not sure how you're going to get a Shlichus. The Ran, everyone learns, was Chaylik be side on the Rosh. Everyone learns the Ran was Chaylik on the Ktsayus, the Taisus written. No, he wasn't Chaylik on any of that. He was masking to all that. The reason the Ran held that there's a problem over here is because the Ran held that it's not Shaykh Shlichus. It's because the Ran held that you don't need the Mishaleach to be the one that's going to be the Shemeah. Who needs to be the Shemeah? You need that the Shliach should be the one that's going to be the Shemeah. Why? Because the Mefer is the one that needs to be the Shemeah. So I just made you the Mefer. Avifel, you're the Mefer. Your Shmi is going to be enough. And it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Again, this is some tifa svaras. But the bottom line is that this is Remeah Simcha's Hezber. And this Machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor. Again, a Dover Oimid Bruma Shaloylam. Where does it come here into Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph? Because Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said that Oimid Tnuga Tzel Ishti Shtar Shikh Rezel Avdi Lo Yidnu La Achamisa. And it feels a little bit like you need the Mishalech to be alive in order to effectuate a Gerushin, in order to effectuate a Shichur. The fact that he appointed a Shlich while he was alive, that in and of itself wouldn't be okay. And the Ktsoyis asked from this Mishnah on the Shita Sarambam that the Rambam holds that if somebody makes somebody a Shlich and then he becomes a Shoita, the Shlich can go and fulfill the Shlichos. Right now he's not Shaykh to it. Teretz says you made a Shlich. So why is Layidnu Lachamisa different? So he said, the chilek is, because over here the chesaron is not just that you don't have the mishalech. The chesaron is you don't have the ishus, you don't have the shechrer. As it relates to the hezbron, the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor, that's Dar Sameach, and Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to do a part 2.